Good morning from WVIK News. I'm Jay Pierce.
Here's the WVIK forecast. Some sunshine today. There's the risk of a shower or a thunderstorm by late this afternoon. High temperatures today up to about 75 to 80 in the Quad Cities. It's a couple of degrees cooler than that in Dubuque. Tonight, scattered showers and storms. Lows overnight around 55. Showers end tomorrow morning. It'll be mostly cloudy through the afternoon with a high of 70 to 75. Sunshine and warmer for Thursday. Highs are going to be somewhere between 78 and 83. That's the WVIK forecast. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn.
Federal appeals judges have lifted a court order from September that blocked enforcement of Iowa's ban on mask mandates in K-12 schools. Grant Gerlach has more.
The 8th Circuit Court of Appeals ruled 2-1 that the state mandate ban should take effect while Iowa families and disability rights groups continue their lawsuit. The ruling won't have much immediate impact. The few districts that still had universal mandates in place lifted them after the CDC changed its school mask guidelines. According to the ruling, the CDC's change in policy was one reason for the panel's decision. So were widespread access to vaccines for children ages 5 and up, and the spread of a less severe variant of the coronavirus. Even with the state law in place, the judges pointed out that federal law comes first. That means schools must require masks in some cases to accommodate students protected by laws like the Americans with Disabilities Act. I'm Grant Gerlach, IPR News.
A state agency and FEMA are examining several local creeks to improve flood maps in Rock Island County. Flood maps help determine insurance requirements and help communities reduce their risk during floods. Chris Anstad, senior engineer for the Illinois State Water Survey, says floodplain studies are routine.
What we're seeing varies across the state. There are portions of the state where we've seen the floodplains decreasing. There's areas where we've seen them widening compared to previous studies.
For several more weeks, Hanstead and survey crews may have to work on private property to study the creeks and surrounding terrain. The creeks that will be surveyed are Coal Creek, Eckhart Creek, Kite Creek, and Schaefer Creek in Moline, Rock Island, Coal Valley, and Milan. The survey will continue through the summer. Illinois is spending $11 million to shore up reproductive health care and family planning services statewide. Alex Degman reports.
Nearly half of that cash is from the federal government. The Biden administration reversed a Trump-era rule that banned clinics from referring patients to abortion providers. The program helps pay for STI testing, cancer screenings, and reproductive health care for primarily low-income people. Here's Governor J.B. Pritzker, who warned that women's rights are being encroached upon in surrounding states.
Here in Illinois, we protect your reproductive rights. We will continue to expand access to reproductive health care. We trust women in Illinois.
The $11.2 million in state and federal funding will help pay for services at 98 family planning clinics across the state. I'm Alex Dagman.
Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds is expected to sign a bill into law today that will establish a state mandate for many gas stations to sell fuel with higher blends of ethanol. Katerina Sestarek reports.
Reynolds is scheduled to sign the bill Tuesday on a farm in Prairie City. It's one of her priorities for this legislative session. Reynolds says it'll boost Iowa's economy by providing the biofuels industry with consistency that she says is missing from the federal government. The bill would require gas stations that open after January 1st to sell E15 from at least half of their dispensers. Existing gas stations with compatible infrastructure would have to sell E15 from at least one dispenser by 2026. Lawmakers added exceptions for smaller gas stations and those that have old infrastructure incompatible with E15. The bill got bipartisan support in the Iowa legislature. Some lawmakers opposed it, saying they disagree with state government requiring business owners to sell a certain product. I'm Katerina Sestarek, IPR News.
Augustana will play Aurora University Friday in the NCAA Division III baseball tournament. The Vikings will be part of the 4-team Whitewater Regional. It also includes University of Wisconsin-Whitewater and Milwaukee School of Engineering. A grand slam by Wilson Contreras helped the Cubs beat the Pirates 9-0. They'll play again in Chicago tonight. Cardinals and the Mets were rained out in New York. They'll make it up as part of a doubleheader today. Luis Robert's 2-run homer in the 10th gave the White Sox a 5-3 win over the Royals. They'll play again this afternoon in Kansas City. The River Manettes open a series at Dayton tonight. The Iowa Cubs host Columbus. The NAIA Men's Golf National Championships begin today at TPC Deer Run in Silvis. The field includes 29 teams and 11 qualifiers. For the 8th time, the tournament is being hosted by the St. Ambrose University golf team. Dalton State from Georgia is defending champion. I'm Jay Pierce.